I can't play. My throat hurts. How should you respond as a director? Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
The dreaded my throat hurts excuse. It sometimes comes from serious students who really are in some type of pain, and oftentimes those students need to go home, but sometimes they are the ones who are very academically gifted and they don't want to miss anything. But oftentimes it comes from the student who seems to forget their instrument, their reed is broken, they can't find their music, despite it not supposed to be leaving the band room. They just seem to have an excuse for everything. Sometimes, I always hate this excuse, but sometimes it's just ignorance. Sometimes some students think that they will re-catch whatever they have. And most of the time this isn't the case, because now they're immune to it. Maybe other people have to be worried about catching it. So sometimes I just tell them, you're not going to re-catch your cold, so you should be fine. I always find it interesting, though, how this does not seem to affect them kissing their significant other. Here's another response I use. Unless you have a doctor's note saying no playing, you have to play. That usually clears it up. A parent note is not good enough for me. Believe it or not, occasionally I do get a doctor's note, and in that case, I honor that for the student. Some other responses that I've used and other directors have used. I have a headache, but I'm still going to conduct. You know, we all come to school with our sicknesses, pains on occasion, and we just have to push through that. There's never been a proven case where a sore throat got worse by playing. I'm sorry, just do the best that you can. Sometimes the students just kind of need a little bit of empathy, so that strategy can work in those cases. Some you might tell them, it must be your cell phone. Give it to me. None of them ever do in that case. You might respond with, if you're that sick, you need to go to the nurse. For some students, this is a deterrent. For some students who want to go to the nurse, then you don't want to use that with them. You know your students better than anybody. I see that you're still talking and playing is less stressful. I don't know for sure if that one is true, but that seems to work with some students. With younger students, you might say, looks like you're too sick for recess. And then the last response you might use is, when at school, you have to do school things. Hope these tips help you when you hear from the student, I can't play, my throat hurts.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.